Support for the production of the Evening News comes from Bay Realty. Bay Realty, celebrating 50 years of listing and selling homes, lots, acreage, multifamily, commercial properties, and property management in the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Learn more and view current listings at bayrealtyalaska.com or by calling 907-235-6183. Bay Realty, since 1974.
It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, and it's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Jamie Deep. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly held its meeting in Seward last night, where they commemorated the Seward High School boys wrestling team for being state champions. I have more on everything else that happened at the meeting. The Assembly held its Tuesday meeting in Seward instead of Soldotna, which it does once a year. During the meeting, they presented certificates to the Seward High School boys wrestling team. They previously passed a resolution in February commending the wrestling team, but waited until the meeting in Seward to present the certificates. The Assembly passed multiple resolutions and ordinances around the borough's emergency service areas. One allows the borough to appropriate more than $30,000 in grant funds from the Alaska Department of Natural Resources and put them towards a fire capacity program for 5 fire and emergency service areas. A resolution also approved an agreement between the borough on behalf of the same service areas and the Department of Natural Resources. Another ordinance deobligates leftover funds for the Kachemak Emergency Service Area. The borough approved 2 more ordinances introduced at the last meeting through its consent agenda. One ordinance will put over $450,000 from commercial passenger vessel tax proceeds towards the city of Seward. Another puts nearly $90,000 towards Woody Fuel Disposal in Cooper Landing and Hope. 2 more ordinances were introduced. One would put more than $600,000 towards the Princess Lake Estates Utility Special Assessment District for our natural gas line project. The other would put $5,000 towards Bond Council Services for South Peninsula Hospital. During his mayor's report, Borough Mayor Peter Machicki talked about 4 approved contracts. One was awarded to Seward-based company Metco Alaska to replace the Seward High School track. Another contract goes to Andrews & Sons for a creek revetment project in the Seward Bear Creek flood service area. A third contract goes to a Portland company to replace gym and pool lockers in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. The last contract will go towards Alaska Premier Auctions and Appraisals to provide marketing and auction services for the borough's upcoming land sale. The borough also approved 2 ordinances that were up for public hearing related to accessing borough buildings and public records. The Assembly will meet again on May 7th. In Seward, I'm Jamie Deep. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently awarded a grant to a multi-phase solar investment project in Soldotna. The project, which is now nearing completion, will generate enough energy to power 4 small businesses. KDLL's Hunter Morrison visited the project site to learn more about what the grant is being used for.
Whistle Hill, the complex of businesses just east of Soldotna, including a coffee shop, restaurant, and frame store, is now accompanied by a large assortment of solar panels. The final phase of the 2-stage project, which will be completed this summer, was just awarded a $460,000 grant from the Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program, or REAP. The solar array consists of inverters, batteries, and 600 solar panels, and will generate enough electricity to meet the needs of all of Whistle Hill's businesses.
Well, there's a misconception that solar doesn't work in Alaska. It's dark up here, and it's cloudy, and it rains, and it snows, and all of those things are true, but the fact is that solar does work up here.
This is Henry Kroll, the owner of Whistle Hill and Peninsula Solar, a local solar panel design and installation company.
In fact, solar works as well as many places in the lower 48. It does not work as well. It's not as efficient or capable as a solar array in Arizona or California, where they get sunshine 90% of the time. We don't get nearly that degree of sunshine up here, but when the sun does shine, particularly in the summertime, you can create a huge amount of renewable energy.
Kroll originally wanted solar panels on Whistle Hill to provide an environmentally friendly way to offset high electricity costs incurred from Fresh 365, his indoor garden that sells locally grown produce. After receiving REAP funding for phase 1 of the project, 224 solar panels were installed in 2022 to meet the garden's electricity needs, and then some. Not long after, Phase 2 added another 376 solar panels to the property. Kroll says the latest Department of Energy grants will pay for 50% of the projected costs associated with Phase 2.
It just makes it more affordable, makes it more reasonable, and the return on investment is quicker as a result. But I would have done this Phase 2 project even, again, without a USDA grant, so it just helped to make it more feasible.
This project is a prime example of how the REAP grant program helps small businesses thrive in their communities by offsetting their energy costs.
This is Misty Hull, business program specialist with the Department of Agriculture.
It's a place that I frequent when I go down to the peninsula. In fact, last month, I enjoyed a French press coffee made by the power of the sun. So it was just a really great experience. And I really feel like this is a program that has really helped these businesses thrive.
Although the solar array will power all of Whistle Hill, the businesses will remain on the power grid when solar energy is not feasible. Kroll says the solar batteries can only hold a few days of energy supply at a time.
I think it's important that the community and really the whole state realizes that solar is a viable option. It's not the only option. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but it is feasible to do solar in Alaska. It's possible to save money on your electric bill.
Alaska gets more than 50% of its energy generation from natural gas. Kroll hopes local utility companies will vet for more renewable energy options in the future. In Soldotna, I'm Hunter Morrison.
That's it for tonight's news. You're tuned in to listener-supported radio at KBBI, AM 890 Homer, and on translator K201 AO 88.1 FM Seward, and online at kbbi.org. Tomorrow on Radio Storytime, we have guests live in the studio. Join librarian Cinda and her guests tomorrow at 10 a.m. for Radio Storytime. This week, they'll read Not Quite Narwhal, A Unicorn, A Dinosaur, and A Shark Walk Into a Book, and Uni the Unicorn and the Dream Come True. Tune in or stream it live at kbbi.org or on the KBBI mobile app. Following Storytime at 11 a.m. will be Story Borealis, the program dedicated to the art of oral storytelling with host Ingrid Nixon. This episode will explore stories about the strength and wisdom of women, a precursor to Mother's Day. Once again, these shows are happening tomorrow, April 18th, at 10 and 11 a.m. Thank you for listening, and have a good evening.